Hi everyone, this is Alex Bastos. I'm originally from Brazil, but I've been in Zurich for the last 13 years. It's great to be here and to share with you some of my thoughts about, 2019 and do some reflection, on this year. So I go through some of the questions here that Hans shared with me. The first one is what you are most proud of in 2019. I think what I'm very proud of is how this front-end innovation approach became so core in the ecosystem where I am based, where I'm playing, where I'm doing my work. I mostly work with the startups, with business creation, also with academia, and I truly believe that the disruptive innovation, at least for our space, would come from that side, from this upstream innovation. Of course, there is business model, but there is a lot of technology that that can be enabled and become a reality at the end in the marketplace. And it's amazing to see that more and more in this ecosystem where I am, that this became somehow so core into the new ways of doing innovation. So that's what I'm so proud, because I can see, my contribution, that this became so core into everybody's strategy. The second question is, what are the 1, 2, 3 key challenges you have overcome in 2019 and how? I would just call out one. It's an interesting one, and I had so many learnings there. When you work with entrepreneurs, and this you can see throughout, the year and your journey, you have different profiles, different people out there, and I think one of the challenges I overcame during this year was specific, with some of these entrepreneurs that you know that what they are doing is very promising. The innovation is key. You definitely want to be part of that. But sometimes, you don't see the chemistry, in the teams. And overcoming this, to enable that innovation is a huge challenge, because then you were thinking about and talking to people and try to, get everybody on the same page and, kind of kill like these labels of customers, suppliers, and this and that, and really create that team spirit is not always easy. And I think this is one of the things that, I'm very happy that, we did overcome in 2019 as well. The third question is, how do you think you as individual, team, or company are doing things differently and better than others? What's your unique sauce? I think in my case, I think knowledge and innovation is pretty much like the unique sauce that I have access to. Not myself specifically, but into the organization, that I am I'm part of. I think this is where, the difference is really. It's solid, right? You have a lot of, some kind of fake innovation out there, and I think our unique sauce is always very solid, and I would also call out the attitude. I think the attitude makes so much difference. One thing is like solid, IP, you have protection, it's going to be differentiating for, some time. But the other part is, you can have that, but you don't have the right attitude, that's going to be for nothing. And I think the other thing here is the attitude, to get out there, to talk to people, to be there for, like the change, to enable it. It's not but and. How can you construct? How can you do things together? I think these are the things that I would say it's the unique sauce, that I have access to in where I'm working on. The question number four is, what you see as most important trend for corporate innovation in general for 2020 and beyond. When I look at corporates, I think, for everyone, independent of industry, the main trend is this trend of ecosystem. How can you do things together more and more from beginning, from, you know, I say from the intention to innovate to the market. I think that's one of the biggest trend. You know, doing things, you know, kind of a ping pong here and there, you know, takes time. You know, you have like things that are not well understood. I think the big, trend is really how can you put, you know, teams together from different organizations, different value chain members to create something unique. You always have the questions about IP if you are creating innovation altogether, right? But you know, even those discussions, we need to have a different mindset. But to me, that's the main trend. To me, the IP is not, you know, a problem here. It's more how we can handle IP differently going forward. Because working together as a team to bring innovation to reality as one ecosystem, that's going to be the future. As we say, you know, it's not inventions or technologies that will bring disruption. What will bring disruption is the whole ecosystem. The whole ecosystem around that innovation needs to be onboarded. And if you bring these partners, you know, from the beginning with the right mindset, I think we can do amazing things together. The final question, number five, is a final message for all of your peers around the world. I want to wish you a lot of innovations next year. You know, be patient, persevere. I mean, that's my word, perseverance. We need to persevere. You know, when we see that, you know, the hypotheses are there, you know, that the potential is there, that, you know, it will create impact, is the right pain point. We have so many roadblocks, but, you know, keep persevering. Be patient. Sometimes it's not the right timing, but you know, keep pushing forward. Look for, you know, the right partners. You know, as you know, like do your stakeholder mapping. Who are the ones, you know, that need to be informed? Who are the ones that are taking the decisions? Who are the ones that will help you make it happen? So ecosystem, and you know, that's one of my words I just mentioned to you before, and stakeholders. I think this is the second thing. So you as an entrepreneur, as an innovator, you know, look into your stakeholders and do a proper, you know, work there, and I'm sure you're going to be successful. So I wish everyone a very nice 2020. I hope we see each other somewhere in these innovation ecosystems, and I hope that we can do things together. That would be my, you know, my very deep desire. So I'm very much into like working together, co-creating. So if you see any opportunity, you know, don't hesitate to contact me. You're gonna get a response for sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.